Shalom, today's Daf Yomi is Moed Katan Daf Yud Ches, and we're going to start on Yud Ches Mabez on 18b, where the Mishnah discusses those things that you're allowed to write on Chol HaMoed, because generally speaking, writing is one of those activities which is prohibited to do on Chol HaMoed, and our Mishnah lists those writing documents that you're allowed to do on Chol HaMoed because they are in the category, is how Tosfos explains that they're in the category of something that's called a davar avid, or something that you're going to lose money if you don't do it. So says our Mishnah, what's the first thing? Elu kosim b'moed. These are things you can write on Chol HaMoed. Kiddushei nashim. This refers to if somebody wants to betroth a bride, that one of the ways a man can betroth a bride is through writing a contract that says, Harayat Mekudesh Alibur, hold your betrothed to me and giving it to her. So that you're allowed to write on Chol HaMoed. And also Vegitin, also a divorce. If somebody, Rachmano Atzlan, is getting divorced, he says, Harayat Mekureshet, he says, behold your betrothed, your divorce from me, and he gives her, and the man gives the wife the divorce. Vishovarin. Shovarin is a contract that the lender, or receipt that the lender gives to the borrower, saying that the borrower has paid his debt. That also you're allowed to do on Chol HaMoed. And Daitiki. Daitiki, this is a type of will that a shchivmer, somebody who's very sick and he's afraid he's going to die, and so he gives his estate out. So that is a daitiki, is what testifies to the estate. A matana is a gift. If somebody wants to give a gift during Chol HaMoed, that's also something he can do. And that's also something that you can write down to establish a gift. Upruzbulin. Prusbulin, this is a contract that takes place during the sabbatical year. We know that the sabbatical year is Shemitas Ksafim. It gets rid of all the debts, all the loans that you have. So if you want to preserve the loans, the rabbis instituted Prusbul, where, so to speak, the court is holding the debt for you, and therefore it's not going to be waived. And Igrashum, this is a contract that establishes the evaluation of an estate by the court when the court divides up the estate. The next thing is igros mazon. These are contracts that you write as a proof that a person accepted upon himself to support the daughter, his wife's daughter, from a previous marriage. And then the next thing is shtari chalitza. This is a contract that the court writes as a proof that chalitza took place. What's chalitza? That the woman spits on the floor in front of her deceased husband's brother and removes his shoe, and then she would be permitted to marry anybody. Umeyunim, what's meyunim? This is a contract that the court writes as a proof that a minor girl whose father had died, that the mother or brothers married off before she was turned 12, but she's able to reject it, and therefore nullify the kedushin, and then she'd be permitted to marry every person. Ushtari beruin. Shtari Berurin, this is a contract that the court writes when they're dividing up the estate between the different heirs of the estate, which person gets each part of the estate. And then Gezerot Bezin, these are rulings of the court. If the court gives a ruling, then that's considered a davar avid. It's going to be considered something that you're losing money, because it's possible that after the festival, the court will not be found there, and so therefore you can write it down. So that's the way Rashi in the manuscript explains it. And Muki Yosef gives a different explanation, that we're concerned that the court is going to forget their rulings, and therefore they have to write it down. And then the last thing is Igeris Shal Rishus, that if the ruler wants to give a ruling during the Chol HaMoed, then he's able to write it down. Now, Tosfos says that expression of Rishus is a nickname for the ruler, like the Lashon of the Mishnah, where it says, in Pirkei Avos, chapter 1, Mishnah 10, Altis Vadel Rishus, don't became known by the authorities. So the Ritva writes, in the name of Rashi, that Rishus means that they would write, these are writings that they would send to the king, meaning to say that you're allowed to write to the king on Chol HaMoed because it's so important to lobby the king. Tosfos, the Yerushalmi writes, and Tosfos brings this down, these are letters of Sheila Shalom, meaning to say it's not obligatory, but you want to write a letter to your friend wishing them well. And the Rambam writes that the reason why they're allowed to write these letters is because this is not considered to be maisa. This is considered to be maisa hejut, the work of non-professionals, not maisa uman, not the work of a professional. And so therefore, The Ritva writes that since we're talking about something that was needed for the purposes of the Yom Tov or for the purpose of the joy of the festival, so you're not going to be in too much anxiety, therefore it's permitted. However, the Ravid explains that the only reason why these letters are allowed is because it's Davar Avid. It's something that you're going to lose money because we're concerned that after the festival, you're not going to find anybody who can bring these letters. And an additional explanation was brought by the Ritva that these are letters that the Nasi or the Reish Geuta, the head of the court, writes as a Din Torah. And meaning to say that he's saying that this person has permission to judge a case. And so therefore, and the reason why it's a davar avid is because if the dayan makes a mistake, he's not going to be obligated to pay if the judge makes a mistake. One of the teachings that comes out of this Mishnah is that Shmuel says in the Gemara, Amar Shmuel mutar la'aris isha v'chol ha'shamoed shema yikadmenu achar. Shmuel says that you're allowed to betroth a woman in Chol HaMoed because we're concerned that maybe somebody else will come first if you don't do it. And the Gemara wants to bring a proof for this idea from Kiddushei Nashim, from betrothing, for the fact that you can write a contract. So the Gemara ultimately has questions whether or not that's a good proof, but Shmuel wants to bring this proof that you're allowed to get betrothed, get engaged in Chol HaMoed, because otherwise, Shema Yikadmenu Achar. If you don't seize the moment, maybe somebody else will take the moment.